Da 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 da. Do 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 do.
Do do do.
It's Riff City.
That's right.
It's a podcast. Is it a podcast? Is it a cult? Is it a movement?
Is it a diary of two men simultaneously speaking? Dude, my podcast lately has felt like a damn diary, dude.
Oh, man, you're a little bit of a journal.
Dear a little bit, man.
Dear podcast.
Dear podcast, comedy is lame. I'm going to die alone. I've had a lot of realizations about becoming an old man. And let me tell you something. I was not into it. Now I'm into it.
You just got to stay social. You got to have a friend, people. You got to get new friends, add friends. You got to keep mixing it up.
I don't want anybody.
Yeah, you don't want to be alone. That's what makes you fucking crazy.
I don't think it makes you crazy, man. I think it makes you the most sane.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski, he had it figured out.
Hey, he had some ideas.
He did have some ideas. The Unabomber for sure had a book of ideas.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, fuck that guy. I mean, he went violently crazy, and he was so isolated, dude. He was like the most isolated you could be.
I mean, if you're not homeless and you're shitting in a bucket, you've went rogue, bro.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, if you live in a shack surrounded by like bags of leaves and shit, you fucking, you know, it's over. I mean, go talk to call your mom. You know,
the second you type out that manifesto, you're like, boom.
As soon as you know that you're typing a manifesto, it's you're too far gone, daddy.
It better be about the economic system.
Yeah, you better be talking about like how, you know, people are pretty nice, the human condition. But as soon as you start cracking off hard opinions about a man who lives in the goddamn woods like a fucking elk.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that, dude. But I'll tell you what, I kind of like being by myself a lot lately here.
Well, yeah.
I miss lockdown.
Yeah. Now we got to be back out mixing it up with Jamokes.
Yeah, what, I'm out there fucking dancing for the people now. It doesn't, you know.
I like being up there on stage.
How were your shows?
They were good,
yeah,
man.
I like being on stage.
I like being up there, like doing that, you know, trying to figure out the sustainability of this nonsense career. I have like so many daydreams of other things I'd want to do. I mean,
Name one besides sewing.
You know, like one where it's like, you know, I own like a little venue and it's like a storefront that I've turned into a venue, and then I live upstairs. And it's just kind of a community meeting place. And there's comedy shows and there's music and people are just coming by. And I'm just like the guy about town. I own a bicycle. I have three or four buttons undone all the time. And in the parking lot, you know, the parking lot, we got a couple food trucks because I don't want to have to manage a restaurant. So I let, you know.
Absolutely not.
So but you can have the food trucks. You know, they kick you off. I can go out there and eat for free at the food trucks, and maybe they throw a couple bucks back because they're using my parking lot, you know?
Right. Of course they do. And you know what's cool about that, man, is you're basically like entertainment Bob's Burgers is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's Dave. He's mixing it up. He knows everybody. He's, you know, he had a little taste of comedy, you know?
Yeah, he's been on TV five, six times, you know. He's like, you know, he did it at a level.
Yeah, now he's just chilling. He's got his little fucking clubhouse sort of thing, and you know, you can hear it's got music. He brings in some comedians. He fucking cracks beers open, you know, probably just a beer and wine license because a liquor license is pretty expensive, you know, so.
Yeah, BYOB for the freaks, you know, they want to come and get hammered in your shop.
You know, just people coming by, grabbing some beers, I'm fucking, you know, chilling. I mean, it would probably be a lot of work, but at least there would be some sort of sustainable income in it.
Yeah, that's not that crazy, man. That sounds sick.
That's a pretty good idea I've had, you know. Then you think, Oh, what if there's a global pandemic again?
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing too.
The venue fantasy is kind of like, oh boy.
Yeah, but you could just whip them food trucks and just have like an outdoor hang. You could do everything outdoor in your parking lot.
Man. I mean, I was in Milwaukee, like a block from the club. They had like this. They had like this food truck park, and it was like four or five food trucks. It was like five maybe, and then a lot of outdoor hanging, all these picnic tables. I was like, I could live like this.
Yeah, man. Milwaukee's kind of sick.
Yeah, Milwaukee, you know, because it's like the whole state's owned by like the beer companies because of like Miller. So there's like people's houses are just turned into bars and shit. It's
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I've been having this wild daydream about, did you hear about the Ohio lottery, the vaccine lottery?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Dude, I mean, come on. I've been having this wild dream of buying a little house and just doing podcasts in my basement and just being left alone. Dude, I lived off that $1,200 stimulus check for almost a fucking year, brother. I could stretch a dollar, dude.
Yeah.
Even though when I get money, I'm bad with it, but I can stretch it.
Yeah. That's the one thing I wonder if I've ever like sabotaged my career. Cause I know I would immediately shut it down once I got to a certain dollar amount.
Yeah. What do you mean? What would you do?
I would just like kick it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Like if I hit
like $2 million, I'd be like, yeah.
See ya. Yeah, see ya, I did it. Bro. Yeah. What am I gonna push the art form? I'll see ya, dude.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you start moving up the ranks and then there's all these agents and lawyers and everybody's taking a little piece and pay, and then you're kind of like beholden to these goons or something, you know?
Yeah, but they hit you what for a year? So let's say you make $2 million, then you hit these agents, you end up in 4 or 5 years.
But then, it gets tempting, you know, because if you're at the $11 million,
$2 million
phase, every comedy show you're doing is awesome. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's true.
You're going, everybody's kissing your ass, and you go in the green room, and they got fucking sandwiches with the crust cut off, and whatever nonsense that you made up in a fever dreams back there, and you know, people, you could tell people to go away and not look at you and stuff.
Yeah, you just turn into a full dickhead. Yeah, you're like, where's my fucking salmon? You do that shit all the time.
Yeah. So you know. That's the one thing where you get that month. But, you know, like, if I had $2 million, I wouldn't, you know, I would still do comedy, but I'd probably do it like 10 times a year, you know, 20. Well,
they say the hardest million to make is the first million. So I think once I hit the 10, 11 million mark, I'm going to start firing people and not taking any more gigs. I'm going to just lie to my agent and say I'm going on an extended mental break. And then I'll just wait that dude out until he dies. And then I just will never do anything ever again, dude. I mean, I got an iPad built into my bathroom, son. I mean, what do I need?
A year of like lockdown and they were just peeling off that money. I was just like, I can do this. This is fine. If I was able to do shit, it would be real bad.
Man, fuck yes, dude. I feel that. And especially if you're like a dude and you end up and you did comedy at a high enough level where you're mega paid.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? You want me to go out on stage and wave and tell new jokes? I mean, bitch, I'm here.
That's what Chappelle did. I mean, he was like later, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he peaced out and then he just does whatever he wants now, which is probably the sickest thing ever.
Yeah. He does
what would really happen is I would buy a little house in the city. I'd buy a cool lawnmower that cuts the grass by itself, one of those Husqvarna joints, and then I would just go to Go Bananas every night and do 2 hours.
Then everybody would hate you.
Yeah, everybody would hate me, but guess what? I'd be like, for you guys not to hate me, would you like to come smoke weed at my palatial estate?
Yeah. Well, I'd probably just...
You know what I mean?
I'd just kick it, you know? I would want to live in a place where I could just wander around the streets and, you know, walk to everything. And
yeah, move back to New York.
Yeah, well, in New York, you
I mean, $2 million in New York.
You ain't stretching that $2 million. You got to go someplace. Nah, yeah. You got to go to someplace on the up and up.
You got $20,000 in New York with $2 million. I don't know. Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's the move. It sneakily became a large city during the pandemic. Man, I was riding my bike around downtown. I was like, look at these fucking. There's new buildings everywhere, dude. New buildings, new lofts, new poke bowl places. Yeah. There's boba tea places out the wazoo. Now, there's goddamn.
What's going on?
Bikes and. Birds.
What's going on by the soccer stadium over there?
Oh, fuck. It's blowing up over there, Davey. I mean, they got the lights flying around. Now you go up to Mulberry Street in that area. You remember where, like, Mazza used to live up on Prospect Hill? You look down there. Now the soccer stadium is fucking blaring, Daddy. I mean, it's there's lights everywhere. There's noise. There's horn honking. There's people cheering. BLM. Everybody's hugging. It's the best time in Cincinnati right now to be in the city, dude. It's the best.
Rand Bartichloe, he works for the local tourism bureau.
Yeah, dude. No, it rules. I just walked around with a very funny comic from Denver. He'd never been Ben Roy.
Oh, yeah.
He'd never been in downtown Cincinnati or like for years. And he was like, "You want to go get lunch?" And so we went and got lunch. And he was fucking his tits were blown off, Daddy. He was like, "Wow, look at how nice this." He's like, "Look at this building. Look at these places. This place reminds me of this. It's look at all the foliage. Look at the people out here." I told him, I'm like, "This is the park you used to go to get AIDS, Papa." And now they're eating chips in the park and laughing, dude. What the fuck? It's the best city in the country. Edit me out of this.
I'm not going to edit you out of this. You just did your thing. I didn't even challenge it. Usually,
man, I just drank my final sip of this fucking high octane coffee.
Oh, I see.
And you're now fired. I am fucking on fire.
Yeah, you're bringing a lot more energy than I'm bringing some NPR energy. You're bringing like Barstool Sports or something.
Yeah, dude, I'm Barstool. You're NPR. We're NPR Stool, dude. NPR Stool is very fucking funny as a program.
Oh, yeah. That would be a crazy mashup. We're just like,
yeah, go ahead. You start it.
Today on Barstool Sports, why are
NPR
women...
NPR Stool.
Today on...
Take two.
Today on NPR Stool, why are women be shopping?
I'll tell you why they're shopping. Because they're all a bunch of whores.
I think you... You're supposed to yell, but it's some science-y thing. You can't.
Oh, okay. So I'm the NPR guy, and then you have the NPR voice, but you're the Barstool guy.
Right.
Okay, I love this. All right, take three. Let's run it down.
Okay.
Don't do women be shopping. I don't know enough.
Today on NPR, why are young athletes so entitled?
I don't like the way you're saying that. These men grew up in harsh conditions, and then they come up through a system that's against them, and here they are succeeding. Let them celebrate. Be-ne-ne-ne, ne-ne-ne. Man, NPR Stool Sports. NPR Stool should be the name of this episode, number one. And number two, we need a ton of drops for that. We need to write more premises for that, because that is... Oh! 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 Gaza!
On NPR Stool, we talk about... Shit. NPR.
Yeah.
On NPR Stool, we talk about trolling and why it rules.
It doesn't rule. The problem is that these people feel entitled behind a keyboard, and they're not using the internet for what it's supposed to be used for. God damn it. I wish these people would get their heads out of their buns and stop cyberbullying.
And that was our snowflake correspondent there with his weak take.
Get those kids out of cages, you pieces of shit.
NPR stool.
NPR stool fucking rocks.
Yeah, people like when we do the mashups. That's a, that's up. What's a what's another mashup we could do?
I mean, NPR stool, dude. I mean, honestly, our brains are kicking because that was a riff. that is a Riff City Hall of Fame like jacket right there. That's a patch.
Hold on,
NPR stool.
I got some faxes coming in.
Oh,
yeah, that's our fax machine.
Oh, you know what I thought it was?
What'd you think?
You know what I thought that sound was? It sounds like a mouse shredding an electric guitar.
A mouse. So
yeah, a mouse shredding a little electric guitar.
So Stuart Little Bohemian Rhapsody. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Stuart Little Van Halen. Yeah.
Stuart Little Van Halen. He moves out to Hollywood and he starts shredding guitar. People can't believe a guitar. He has a tiny guitar for a mouse to play. It's not a human size.
It's tiny. Nah, it's like a uke.
And he has to plug it in the amplifier. And then he starts really ripping up the metal scene. And then he gets AIDS and he dies of mouse AIDS.
Yeah, he gets mouse AIDS.
Mouse AIDS.
But he's still got that lady mouse that they became friends after he came out of the closet.
Yeah. Stuart Little. Not surprisingly that he's gay. You know, I feel like there was a lot of signs.
Yeah. And play his number one song again. The one where he rips. Yeah.
Now if we slow.
Bicycle. Bicycle.
If we slowed that down, that's what they had to do. It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks. If you slow it down, it sounds like this.
Oh!
Yeah! That's like.
So that. Never thought of that one. Dude, you know what I was laughing about yesterday?
Oh, jeez.
I was dying laughing about this yesterday. You know Kids Bop, right? You know what, you're familiar with what Kids Bop is.
Well, maybe, but you should just explain it for our listening audience.
Kids Bop is like modern day hits, but they're made for kids, right? So it'll be like a song that is on the cusp of being a kid's song, and then they'll have kids sing the song. Right. So it'll be like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And if there's like a weird lyric in there, the kids will change it to a kid thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be like a bunch of kids singing like My Bad Romance. Right. OK, so it's a bunch of kids singing that. I was dying laughing, thinking I was just driving around. I was driving to a show last night and I was thinking about Buck Cherry, the Kids Bop version of Crazy Bitch. And I just kept saying, hey, you're a crazy kid and you play so good. Your mom loves you and you pack your stupid lunch, go to school and have the best day. Hey, you're a crazy kid. Like nothing. But then at the very end of the song, it's just like, hey, you're a crazy kid. And then you do the very last line of the song. But I love the way you fuck me. Last song. Like they blow it at the very end. It's so fucking funny to me, dude. I was dying. Hey, you're a crazy kid, man. I was like, I can't believe how funny it was to me. I came home and I tried to find the karaoke version, but I couldn't pull it off YouTube into Audacity to record my own version. So I'm still trying to figure it out. But once I do, Papa, expect Bop Buck Cherry.
You can go to YouTube to MP3 converter and then you'll have an MP3.
Is that in YouTube?
No, you just take the link. You copy the link and then you put it to the YouTube MP3 converter. It's like some other third party site, and then it'll give you an MP3.
Well, that's fuck how me
I
rip, with fire.
That's how I rip all this stuff that we play on here. That's how I rip all that shit and then upload it. So now you know how to
we'll
do it.
We'll all be dipped in shit. We'll just, expect just, that fucking Kidz Bop, that Kidz Bop Buck Cherry coming your way then.
Yeah, I'll email that to you right now, big dog.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man, this is some wild shit. Oh, man.
Hey, you're a crazy kid, but you play so good and you're so nice and you did all your homework. Now you can't have a snack before bed. Hey, you're a crazy kid. Yeah, I got that email. I heard it fire up.
Straight out of kindergarten.
Yeah. A crazy little kid named Jacob. Yeah, you can just do anything.
Yo,
from a gang called Kids with Attitude. Yeah.
Fudge the police. Yeah. Fudge the police.
Friend the police.
Friend the police.
They're here to help you. Yeah. From a gang called Kids Without Attitudes. Kiss your mommy and bodies are all nice or whatever. Who knows? I mean, you know, you can freak. A lot of these songs are pretty fun.
What,
you know,
what's
it? I love the cocaine. Remember that song? I was trying to think of one for
cupcakes.
That.
I love the cupcakes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
I'm all lit up again.
On sugar before bed. Yeah, I'm all lit up again. All in up. I love those cupcakes.
Damn, I love those cupcakes. Yeah.
Oh, that rocks. Dude, Kidz Bop songs and NPR Stool Sports. I mean, we are fucking ripping this episode.
Ripping, dude. I mean, people are just missing out by not spreading the Riff City love. We really, I mean, I'm serious about having the Riff City Fest or the Dave Waite Comedy Fest. I don't know which one.
Yeah. Dave Waite Comedy Fest presents Riff City.
Yeah.
Presented by Riff City.
Yeah. We'll get Wayne Mehmet. He's a beer hustler in Cincinnati. We'll just get him to fucking sponsor us. You know, we'll get some sponsors. We'll fucking give out some swag.
We'll get all lit up. We love the cupcakes. We'll sing some of our songs.
We'll do some meet and greets.
M-E-A-T.
Yeah, meet and greet.
Yeah,
I know this dude out here, Dave Williamson. He's got a smoker in his front yard. He makes the best barbecue I've ever had, dude. He has his own barbecue podcast, Dave Williamson. Give him a plug.
Is he a comic?
Yeah.
Damn, I was going to say, you do seem like the type of dude that would just befriend a guy with a smoker in his front yard.
Well, he had this thing, Meat and Meat. That's what he called it. And, you know, he'd invite people over. And then he just wanted to fucking rip that smoker. And, man.
That rocks.
Dude, it fucking, you couldn't believe how good that meat is. Like, sometimes I just think about it. I'm like, man.
This shit. Damn.
Dude, if you had a smoker, dude, that's what I'm saying. You get a cup of milk, you get a smoker in your backyard.
You perfect a recipe.
Also, here was another fantasy thing, is that I go back, I have the, I'm back in the storefront, but there's like
there
a storefront,
is.
And I build a podcast studio where it's got like an open bay window, so people are walking by, and then you have like an on-air sign. So you're like, kind of like being the town podcast or something, like, you know, like a radio.
Oh, you're like Good Morning America or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, or like, you ever see Gross Point Blank, Minnie Driver, she's got the storefront radio station.
Yeah, that's sick, dude. I like that. I like that fantasy. Man, I wanted to fucking tell you. You just said you think about that meat all the time. You know, you think about that guy's meat all the time, and your mouth starts watering, and you're like, damn, I want Angus steak.
Brisket smoked over fire for at least 13 hours.
Deli style fork tender.
Damn.
That stuff.
That guy is
Angus beef. Yeah,
that guy is having sex with food. You know what I thought? You know what I thought about what I think? What food I think about frequently? You've been to Nashville? Probably what, 100 times?
I've been there a few times. It's hard,
dude,
to
next
book
time
shows
you
there because there's so many music venues. Yeah.
Next time you go, bro, you got to go to Tower.
Tower.
It's called Tower Deli, and they got this thing there. It's called the Tower Burrito. And they got the Tower Breakfast Burrito. It's the best fucking thing I think I've ever eaten.
Best thing you've ever eaten.
The chorizo isn't greasy, and the egg with the cheese in it keeps the shit so every bite, nothing falls out. I don't know how they do it. I've had the burrito fucking 10 times. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, all right.
You hear me?
Tower.
I know it's not a guy with a smoker in his front yard, but man, I miss that fucking burrito.
Well, that brings us to the word of mouth segment. Somebody might have jumped the gun there with their Tower recommendation, but maybe
you know what? I'm gonna go more in depth.
All right. Well, I'm gonna start it off here. Word of mouth. I think last week we were speaking of the Cage of Nicholas, and
yes,
I was on the airplane. I downloaded a movie called Primal, and that's Nick Cage is a big game hunter. And he captures a big tiger, and he gets on a ship. And then also on that ship, they put a prisoner who's like a Hannibal Lecter type, and he lets all the animals loose, and they start eating everybody. Is it good? No. But is it fun? Yes.
Yep. All right.
The CGI is a
big Cage kick.
The CGI is pretty weak sauce, but it's got Christopher from The Sopranos up in there.
Oh, Moltisanti!
So, Primal. Give it a watch. Not everything I recommend is highbrow. Sometimes it's kind of in the gutter, but, you know, whatever.
Who gives a shit? It's cool, man. I'll fucking view it.
It's on Amazon talking about Prime. This. Sorry.
Primal on Amazon Prime. Yeah. We were talking about this. Whoa, watch it, Siri. We were talking about this last week, or no, 2 weeks ago. We were talking on an episode about how I was thinking about starting The Leftovers. Well, let me just do this. I'm recommending the motherfucking Leftovers because I burnt through that bitch in 4 days, dude.
Dude, right? What about that second season?
That second season and Jordan in Miracle Texas. Are you shitting me, pal? This show's got twists, it's got intrigue, it's got boobs, it's got mystery, it's got life and death, it's got Thoreau's abs. My God, you gotta watch Leftovers.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Holy shit. And the ending is perfect.
Yeah.
Golly.
The ending was really good, man. Cause you were like, man, are they going to fuck this up? Cause it was made by like the same people as like Lost. And you're like, dude, they're going to fucking biff this ending.
Yeah. I thought the plane's belly was going to hit the runway, but my God, the way they did it, the acting, it's powerful. It almost got me kind of herky jerky a couple of times. Like, oh God, I can't not believe how good of an actor Justin Theroux is, and Carrie Coon, she nails it. I mean, my God, dude. This show's a tour de force.
If you've never seen Leftovers, you got to give it a watch. And you know, it's so crazy. It's like, they're like 2% of, it's like 2% of the people disappeared. And then everybody with COVID was like, it's got a 98% survival rate. And you're like, yeah, man, I've seen The Leftovers. Like, if we would have let COVID rip through as hard, we all would be crazy.
And
And I feel like we're already kind of nuts. Like, there's just like I felt it a couple times when I was out in Chicago. It was like, da, da, da. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's just a bunch of people around. I was like, da, da, da.
Yeah, dude. I know, dude. Me and Lee were talking about that when we were in Cleveland. We were just like ripping around bird scooters. I had a little Lysol wipe. I wiped off the bird scooter. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Right? I'm vaxxed. Right. And then we're jamming around down there. There's a bunch of people. I was like, dude, let's hit a side street, dude. I'm sketched. Yeah. All these breathers, dude.
And my skills are slipping. Like, because when I got on the subway, I transferred to the subway in Chicago. And the second subway car, I just sat down right across from unhoused fella, you know, maybe unwell fella. And I was like, man, I would have picked that guy out and not sat.
Yeah.
But I sat like right across from him and he's over there like eating a peanut butter sandwich. And I'm like,
and you're like, dog, yeah,
man, bro, I got to move.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's a weird way to end a great episode.
No way. That's perfect.
Well, all right,
that's perfect. Let's land this bird. Woo! Hit it!
Hey, you lifts in the Rift City.
Like!
Subscribe.
Share!
I'm going to be in Denver this weekend at the Denver Comedy Lounge. If you know anybody that lives in Denver, please tell them to come. Please like, review, like us on Instagram, follow us. You know, let's build this thing. We want to have Riff Fest. We want to make Riff City the movie. We want to go crazy.
Yeah, we want a quick
comedy, so give us money.
We want a quick comedy. Give us millions of dollars. All right. Well, follow us on Instagram. Kiss your mother. I'm in Cincinnati at Late Night Revelations on Thursday in OTR at the R Bar. Come check me out. And I'm also at Horse Drawn Comedy May 28th down there at Cobblestone in OTR.
All right.
See ya.